The head of the Denali Commission says the agency hopes to fight proposed budget cuts, but will survive if they go through. Federal co-chair Joel Niemeyer says that when he was first chosen to head the Denali Commission last fall, the White House told him it would be rooting out earmarks.
They shared with me that the Obama administration was very interested in scaling back earmarks. So they're following through with what they wanted to do. So what we need to do is we, the commission and our stakeholders, need to develop a strong case statement back to the delegation and Congress and the president that we add value.
The White House budget is only a proposal and needs the approval of Congress. Last year, Alaska's senators were able to push back against some cuts. On the chopping block is all $10 million of the commission's health care facilities construction program, which helps pay for clinics and housing for elders throughout rural Alaska. But Niemeyer says if that does go through, the commission still has funds in the bank to keep the program afloat for a while.
Although the reduction in the annual appropriations is cause for concern, I don't see it as a significant cause of concern. What I want is I want creative Alaskans giving us good ideas that we can then implement and work with.
Niemeyer says plans for this year include renovating a clinic in Wales and building facilities in Vinitai and Chistochina. He says they'll be able to usher a number of projects through their pre-construction phases and help them become attractive to other investors like federal agencies, the state, or private companies.
They can certainly go to other funders to try to fund the balance of the project. And so, as I suggested, maybe the pace of the construction would drop off, but I would expect that a lot of these projects would move forward in time.
In addition to zeroing out funds for the health care facilities construction program, the White House also proposes putting matching requirements on all of the commission's construction projects, a 50% match in hub communities like Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Bethel, and a 20% match for so-called distressed communities. Niemeyer says that's manageable. The White House has proposed holding the commission's base funding at nearly $12 million. In recent years, the commission's overall federal funds have dwindled. He supports efforts by Alaska's senators to create a single standard annual appropriation for the commission, which would take some of the unpredictability out of its funding.